flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Answer. There is not a wrong answer to this. But it's a fun question. And I think as the week goes on and we get, you know, 24, then 48, 72 hours removed from the end of this season, there's a lot of real football stuff to kind of look ahead. We got to catch up with the Caps, who are on fire. Terps are playing well. George Mason tied for first place in the A-10. I don't think I forgot about that.
All right.
But I just – this year was so fun being a Washington fan. I think it's cool to just celebrate the fun parts. And I wanted to do just a simple question. What was your favorite moment from this season? And I'll start. I think, for me, the singular moment was Week 3, Monday Night Football, in Cincinnati, on the road. Commanders are big-time underdogs in that game. And, you know, I don't think many people really thought they would win. And they got out to a big lead. And then, you know, Bengals kind of come roaring back. Washington was up 28-13. Then they were up 28-20. And it was 31-26. So not only a one-score game, but a touchdown gives Cincy the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a 3rd and 7 from the Bengals 27. Heavy blitz comes right away. Terry McLaurin lined up, single coverage on the right, and Jaden just gives him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Gives his guy a chance. Terry brings it in. I remember where I was in the press box. It was a tough angle on the play. And then we see Terry pop up with the ball, and then we see the ref give the touchdown sign. That was the first real holy bleep moment of the year for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time I really allowed myself to, like, trust my eyes on everything I had seen from Jaden that had impressed me throughout training camp. I mean, the practice he had in Miami when he just torched Miami, I was like, damn. And then the way the Dolphins players talked about him. And I thought the second half against the Giants is when he realized, okay, I can play on this level. I'm good. But that throw to me was the moment, because it's the moment when everything became real and the scope of what the future could be changed in that moment.
Yep. Well, football moments, I have too many of those. I had too many favorite moments to deal with that. But I'm going to say this. People say a lot of stuff, but when you begin to act upon things, you begin to show a change. And I would say all the road trips, like let's just say on the road, watching how the fans came out and represented,
mm-hmm.
It showed me at that point, you know what? Not, we don't have to think, oh, are we coming back? I think I say this team's coming back. You showed it when all you had fans taking over places, all over the towns and things like that. And when you begin to spend your money, they say put your money where your mouth is. All we got a lot of people that call us on the phone. They post stuff, but when you saw the people that weren't coming now, it showed you that things have changed. So, I like seeing that.
Let's. Phone lines are open here. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I think this is a new caller, so I'm kind of excited about it. Dump Truck Don. Hello, Dump Truck Don.
John been calling before.
What was your favorite moment?
Dude, I'm not new to this, man. Come on. yeah. I think the most important and the best moment for me was the official end of the Ron Rivera Project era. Like, years of drafting project players, like drafting a wide receiver and turning to a running back and wondering why he fumbles running through holes, drafting tackles and making him guards, signing a man cover and making him play zone, then drafting a zone corner and making him play man, drafting an outside linebacker and making him play inside. So April 25th, when they decided to draft Jaden Daniels instead of the projected next Josh Allen and Drake May, that was it for me. That is my moment.
That's a good moment, man.
All right,
when they
brother.
Drafted Jaden is when it all changed.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Don. Appreciate you, bud. Let's go to Ida in Rockville.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How you doing?
How are you?
Hey, B-Mitch.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I actually made a mistake because even though I love Jaden Daniels, I was really worried when he got hurt and they took him out of the Dallas game. But when Mariota threw that dime to Terry McLaurin to seal the deal, that was my moment. And I'm sorry because I love Jaden Daniels.
That's okay because that was, one, that was a low-key huge moment. Because remember, as things were unfolding there, it looked like Green Bay was about to win. And then Washington would have had to play Philly in the first round.
Yeah.
So that touchdown kept them in the sixth seed. And to his credit, the most excitement Jaden Daniels has shown all year was when Mariota threw that touchdown. So it clearly meant a lot to that locker room. I think that's a great one. Thanks for the call.
Big. Oh, no problem. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. A lot of folks, understandably, are saying the Hail Mary, which is fair. David, via Twitter, just said, when Luvu had the team doing the Samoan chants in the locker room, that was it. I was like, these dudes are a brotherhood. They mean business. On the field, the Hail Mary. I'll never forget
that
moment.
Why don't you do that chant for us?
Maybe 201. he said, on the field, the Hail Mary. I'll never forget that moment with my wife in our living room going nuts for as long as I live. The Hail Mary was special, man. Where were you? Were you down in the tunnel?
Yeah. I was in my spot right there, Jay. You know,
but it was
on
the far side, right?
Huh?
The Hail Mary catch was on the far side from where you guys stand. It was on the side of the tunnel. It was on the side of the end zone where...
I thought it was on the same side.
Uh-uh.
But I was in the tunnel, so I didn't see the action.
You probably heard the crowd.
I'm looking at the TV.
And then
I'm looking at the TV right there.
But you had to hear the crowd first.
Oh, they lost their mind.
It was nuts. That was just absolutely nuts. Let's go to Lawrence in D.C. Lawrence, what was your favorite moment, man?
What's happening, family? That moment... One game I did get a chance to go to, that Atlanta game when Mariota came out there, talked to JD. It's like, man, give your God-given abilities and go win this game. And then he just came right back out, threw that touchdown pass, and we clinched the playoffs, man. That was a moment right there, man.
Bro,
all right, bro.
That was a special, special moment, man.
Yeah.
And Daniels looked kind of gassed in that one, if you remember.
Yeah. I thought Mariota was coming to sub him out. And, he was telling him, like, come on, man. Let's win this game, man. Let's get this over with.
Yep.
Well, dude, Washington was down 10 at halftime. It was 17-7. Bijan was running all over him. They made the adjustments. It was 17-7. Then it was 17-14. Then it was 17-21. 24-17. Atlanta tied it up. And then Jaden scored in overtime.
The OT.
Connected with Zach Ertz. Yo, Zach Ertz made clear yesterday, doesn't want to retire, wants to be back here. Zach Ertz made a lot of big plays for this team.
He did.
They got to bring him back. They got to bring respect alone, they got to bring him back, man.
Football's a crazy business, dog. But you know what's funny, Lawrence, specifically, if you're saying that Atlanta game for you, I remember, you remember it was cold as hell that game? Like there was a weird cold front?
Oh, yeah, it was supposed to rain. That's when Emilio was talking about it was supposed to rain that night, and it was a clear night.
Yeah, I think it rained pregame. And then
Right.
Dude, I remember I'm walking out, and when you walk out of, especially that was a night game, that was Sunday Night Football, so by the time I'm getting out of there, it's 2 in the morning. And like,
I didn't get out of that parking lot until like about 1 o'clock. But it was a party though.
DA was talking about earlier, like when you're coming out of the media, most of the stadium shut down. You got to find the right entrance and exit and all this stuff. And I walk out and I see somebody else out there and couldn't really see each other until we got under the, you know, the solar panels lots. And I noticed it was for Luga. And I said to him, I was like, dude, this kid, and Barry just shook his head, and we both were like, this is something special here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it every moment just built and built and built. Jeff, let's come to you for a moment. I see you doing phones. I wanted to get your favorite moment. I want to make sure we all get a chance to weigh in because the phones are going to be packed.
Okay, I have to agree with the guy who said the Atlanta game, and it's really two moments. It was the Eagles game going into the Atlanta game that we fought back. We won that game. It gave me bragging rights to just talk the craziest amount of trash to my cousins that are Eagles fans that were once Washington fans, another story. But it has to be the Atlanta game. There were playoff implications on the line. We handled our business. The atmosphere was electric. At the stadium, it was beautiful, man. It was for us clinching a playoff and not having to worry about the last week. It just solidified everything from the end of the at the end of the season for me.
I like that. Let's go to my guy Adam in Reston. Adam, what was your favorite moment, man?
Okay, so you know, to me, there's one turning point, and actually, this was the game that I thought they were going to lose for sure. It has to be the Philly game at home. I know Jalen Hurts got hurt. I know they, you know, won against an undermanned Eagles team. But to turn the ball over five times, to be -3 in turnover margin, and for Jaden to throw the game-winning touchdown pass to Jamison Crowder under those circumstances, in that environment, against a team as good as the Eagles, who are now going to the Super Bowl, that was the turning point for me.
That was a great one, man.
All right.
It was a great one because, and I'll add, Adam, that they were in that game in Philly about a month earlier and then just really kind of gave it away at the end in the last 10 minutes when Saquon was able to break two. And they got down early in that one and then were able to claw their way back. Yeah, Hurts went out, and maybe we know more now than we did then, but it doesn't change what that moment was like.
No, I love it.
Great call.
Thanks, catapulted buddy. Them to the playoff success they had.
That's right. Thanks, bud. Our guy Tailgate Ted is on the line. I don't know what.
What up, Ted?
Ted, what's your favorite moment?
It had to be being in Detroit, guys. The second that our fans started coming down to the lower sections after being all over that stadium and coming together on that lower sideline and just seeing the Lions fans be so respectful out of what I did not experience in Philly this past week, and actually letting us take their seats because they wanted our fans to be closer to our team and experience that. That's a moment I'm never going to forget. Man.
The Detroit game, I'm pulling it up now. It's a great call. Thank you, Ted. When it was one of the late touchdowns, when they went ahead, I'm pulling the box score up now. It was when McNichols busted in from 1 yard out, made it 45-28. That's when the Lions fans just went to the exits, dude. It was pretty wild to see.
We're not winning this.
Yeah, it was 7.5 minutes left. It was 7:31 when they scored, and you just saw these Lions fans bounce. And then you could hear on the next possession, you could hear the defense chants from the burgundy and gold in that crowd, and the Lions only got a field goal the rest of the way. Incredibly cool.
I loved it.
Dude, I mean, the whole Detroit game, to get up early and build a big
and
lead.
Stay there.
I'm not pandering here. I will say that some of my favorite moments, legit, this season, and Jupe, I'm not seeing your name on here reminded me of it, but I loved what started happening on Mondays when Jupe would call in and we'd do the Ric Flair.
Yep.
Like, those little things are such a part of this. Jupe, what up, man?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? For sure. We went on a streak this year, baby, because previously, we had too many of those. But my favorite moment was kind of same as the other guys, the Eagles game, but it was when Timothy Daniels was deep in the end zone, and he went and tested, big play save, gangster, down the field, got to De'Ami Brown, and then went to the left side with Guantanamo Bay with that jail cell, down the field, got to Terry for the touchdown. That definitely was my favorite moment, man. So, and then also, too, when he be doing those little hop out of the when the defender is on his back and he's looking down the field and he just hops out without even looking. Those are my favorite moments. That's what I got for you, fellas.
Love it, bro. Hey, Jupe, for give me a season-long what a year it's been, Ric Flair.
Oh, yes, sir. You got it.
Woo! Woo, woo, woo!
Appreciate you, bud. I think I caught him by surprise. That wasn't his best. I'm going to squeeze one in. Everybody on hold, you're going to get there. We're doing calls the whole last hour. Dylan is in Rockville. What up, D?
Yo, what's up? First time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate
Mine's
it, man.
A little personal. I'm 26. I got season tickets for 4 years now. I sit front row on the away side right by the tunnel. So what you're saying, the Hail Mary was on the opposite end zone. So be made to know. It was on the opposite end zone of the tunnels.
Yeah.
But my favorite game was the Falcons game. And I'll tell you why. I got to take my dad, who's 60 years old, to the game. The first time he's been since he had season tickets in 97. So that was such a special moment with the way that game ended. And I also took my cousin, who used to work for Dan Snyder in the media, in 99. So for them to get to live that and be the first time they got to go back to FedEx, we tailgated all day. For me to do that for my dad, that was special.
I love it, man. Football is family, dude. Never forget it.
Football brings.
ATCC, baby.
Special right. moments.
Take care, bud. You know who else is family for me at this point? Crop Metcalf, man. They've taken good care of my family. Phone lines remain packed. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get everybody in. I promise. We're going to hear from Landfill. We're going to hear from White Brian. Best moments of the year. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Kick of Destiny is back. And this time, it's every Manning for himself. This Super Bowl, two legends will take the field in a sudden-death field goal showdown. Peyton versus Eli, live from New Orleans. One kick to claim ultimate family bragging rights. Who will rise to the moment? Pick your winner now in the FanDuel app, and if you back the Wright brother, you'll earn a share of $10 million in bonus bets. It's the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 3. Make your free pick, and don't forget to tune in to watch the showdown live during Super Bowl 59 pregame show on Fox at 3 p.m. Eastern. May the best Manning win. Download the app or head to FanDuel.com/Brian and bet with FanDuel, official partner of Super Bowl 59. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. No purchase necessary. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLE.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
106.7 The Fan. Asking folks their favorite moment from this year's Washington season. Nobody's called in and said the Hail Mary yet. It's kind of odd. As a singular moment, it was epic.
Great, but it's a lot of things out there.
Let's go to Pat in Bel Air. What up, Pat? Patrick, you there?
Pat.
I do not want to know what that noise is. I'm putting him on hold. Jeff is in Winchester. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thank you.
We're good, bud. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. First time calling, a little bit nervous. I'm 52 years old, lifelong fan.
Don't be
nervous.
Mine
wasn't a singular play, but I was when I called in, what I noticed at the end of every game, win, lose, or draw, I saw Josh Harris and Adam Peters on the sideline, shaking hands, giving hugs.
Yep.
And at the end of this last game, I remember seeing AP on the sidelines walking down and giving Ertz a big hug, man. So that says something about this squad, this franchise. It just reminds me of, like, the old days. And, B-Mitch, let's get you that yellow jacket, man.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it, Jeff.
Thank you, man.
Take care. Let's go to Wayne in Hyattsville. Wayne, what was the moment, bro?
The Ravens game. And I tell you why. Because we left it all on the field. And at that point, I knew we could compete against anybody in the NFL, and we haven't had that kind of fire in our bellies in I don't know when, man. B. Mitch, I'm Boris Cheek's best friend.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just talked to Boris the other day.
Thanks for the call, Wayne.
Appreciate you, Wayne.
Tonic is in Waldorf. What's up, Tonic? What was your favorite moment?
Hey.
Fantastic.
All right, well, let me keep my manners together. What's up, JP? How y'all doing?
We're good,
brother.
You on point, Chip.
All the time, Fife.
Yeah, me. Hey, Jeff, man, keep putting them songs together, bro. You working right now, man. But the last time I saw you, you had on that in Carson Wentz shirt on. I don't want to see that no more, man. Hey, to the rest of the fellas in the aquarium, I don't really know y'all by name as much. Landfill, I do remember that name. Hey, look, but back to the topic, man. The moment that I loved the most was preseason when he took over the play call and ran what he knew was the best call at the time. And I was happy to see it even more so when it came to fruition in a Philly game at home, because that gave me a chance to put boot to backside on all them Bama fans that was in my section. Hey, that boy gonna do some more work for us. I hope y'all ready.
Thanks, bud.
Y'all have a great show, baby. Love.
Appreciate you, bro. He having it, boy. He did it.
800-636-1067. What was your favorite moment from this really magical Commanders fans? A lot of folks in the chat are saying Daryl Green's jersey retirement. That was
a big one, too.
That was an incredible day. I'm trying to remember what game that was. Was that the Panthers game, maybe?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
And then it helps when they go on to win 40-7 with the backup quarterback for most of the game.
Yep.
But getting Daryl back in there and, you know, Daryl kept his distance and largely kind of kept it to himself. But when he came back and made clear how important the new commitment was from ownership, just how different things had become, really cemented how real that was. And that was obviously an incredibly powerful moment. You go from Daryl Green's jersey retirement to the following week, the Hail Mary against the Bears. That's a hell of a 2-week run. Landini, what was your favorite moment, dude?
The Hail Mary. That was the best moment.
It was pretty sweet.
It was awesome. I think it was early enough, too, in the season that we didn't quite realize how good the team was going to be.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of fun.
I saw Deb in the chat say the doink. And, you know, the doink in Tampa to win the
hell
game.
Yeah.
They hadn't won a playoff game in 20 years, 19 seasons. And now that they got, after they beat Detroit, we kind of forgot about, oh, it had been 19 years since they won a playoff game. But, damn, you needed the doink.
Yep. Glad that doink was on the inside of that damn pole.
Yeah, man. Cornell Davis on the chat says, my favorite moment was B. Mitch in the tutu. Pause. Jeff, get this last batch of callers, and then and maybe lock them up after that. Vinny's in Seat Pleasant. What up, Vinny?
What's going on, my guys? How you feeling, man?
Doing great, bud. How are you?
I got to say that you mentioned the Panthers game. I think that was one of my favorite moments. Being able to see us put up so many points was remarkable. And, you know, us clicking on all cylinders on defensive side, seeing Dante Fowler take it to the house and see his boys come down there and celebrate with him and, you know, everybody formed that camaraderie right then and there. I felt like, you know, we can click on offense and defense. Even though, you know, Jaden got a little banged up or whatever. That was nevertheless here and there. But to see us being able to put it all together and make it a full show, yeah, I think that was my favorite time of the NFL, baby.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks, Vinny. Our boy Greg texted me. He said, for real, it's not a singular moment, but he said, the best part about this year is everybody can now move past 2012 saying that was the best year for the organization.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't. They didn't even win a playoff game. And now for young folks, for Jeff, and if you're, hell, you know, if you're under 20, this is the year. Jaden is the year. Like 2012 was a cool one-year rocket ship. But that is not how you build a franchise. To quote Maryland Governor Wes Moore, that was a sugar high. Don't go chasing sugar highs.
There you go.
To quote me, just get really high. John is in Herndon. What up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. Well, JP, you kind of took my thunder. For me, the highlight was a season of new ownership, new leadership. And so Daryl Green retirement and the game the next week are the highlights for me because all I ever wanted was just moving in the right direction. And boy, did they move in the right direction.
Absolutely, man. This thing is now onward. Like, onward, absolutely. Upward, forward. Thanks, John. Appreciate absolutely. You listening, man.
All right.
What else we got here? Corey is in Culpeper. Corey, what was your favorite moment, dude?
Hey, guys. There were so many magical moments. It's so fun to be able to bond with my son and my family over such incredible plays. But I have to say, I got really tickled when I realized if Jaden is crossing that goal line untouched, it's like a little imaginary hurdle as he goes over the goal line, man. Sweet.
Pretty damn sweet, yep. Man. Thanks, dude. Thanks for listening. You want to go central or south, B?
Let's go south. I'm from the south. Let's go south.
John is in St. Mary's. What up, Johnny?
Hey, bud. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good, brother. What's happening?
Hey, I tell you what. I've been a Redskins fan all my life. Remember the good RFK days when the stadium shook and B. Mitch, you rocked the place, and Joe Gibbs, the whole gang. But I tell you, there was a lot of great moments this year. My favorite moment is when Josh Harris took ownership and bought everybody a daggone beer.
That was pretty damn cool, man. That was at the Burgundy and Sold party, what? Right? Didn't Harris
right
call
down to my Nats Stadium.
Right, yeah, at Bullpen.
I was feeling good over there.
Bullpen, yeah.
You were hitting the shot ski and everything.
I was feeling good over there, though.
Thanks for the call, John. That's a good call.
All right, you guys take care.
Who all? Jeff was there. Of the five of us, it was only B and Jeff there?
What game?
No, the big old party. The party over here. Harris bought the team.
Everybody was there.
Yeah, everybody was there. Cakes.
I mean, of the five of us.
Oh, yeah.
Me.
Did Layville go?
No.
Nah.
Yeah, it was just me and I.
I remember I was so jealous seeing all those videos. Because, yo, I was out in Minnesota and had to be live when they voted. And because I was on a flight home that night because I wanted to be here the next day. And I, like, straight scramble mode. Like, I was live in the 6 o'clock news trying to get to the airport. And I finally got to the airport. And I had, like, 3 minutes to spare. And I, in that moment, like, it all hit me. Like, yo, Dan is finally gone. And I remember, you know my... Since August?
Been a long time.
Right?
Yeah.
Between Tuesday's gone and knowing I'm driving down here on a Wednesday, it feels a little weird, man. Yeah. Hell of a year, though. A lot of great moments. Even White Brian had a great burgundy and gold moment, for goodness sakes. Awesome show today. I enjoyed today. We make bets at the end of every program. We call it Heard It Here First.
Heard it here first. Heard it here.
All right. White Brian.
Everybody in the aquarium won yesterday, and JP and B-Mitch, you are 0-1.
I don't remember what I took, but I'm guessing you're incorrect.
You took Iowa, and they got blown out.
They suck.
Yeah.
I hate that coach, too. Is that Fran McCaffrey or whatever?
Yep.
I hate him. You picked him.
Yeah.
If you hate him, why you pick him?
It's a bad pick. Here is, I'm seeing it from standing. I don't know if maybe this came out elsewhere. Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin will not participate in the Pro Bowl. He kind of told us that yesterday. So when Terry was kind of wrapping up his media avail yesterday, I joked with him. I was like, dog, that wedding's coming soon. Are you overdue to get some wedding planning in? He's like, yeah. They're getting married in mid-February.
February 15th.
And, right, because it's your anniversary, right? And, you know, they hadn't played this late into the year yet. I bet Terry didn't know how much was involved in playing this late into the year.
Uh-huh.
And he basically was like, yeah, man, I was supposed to do Pro Bowl and Super Bowl. He's like, now I just got to focus on Cabo.
Yeah.
So I guess they're getting married in Cabo. But, Terry's not going.
So if he ain't going to the Super Bowl, he'll be leaving on, that's the 9th, isn't it?
I mean, the Pro Bowl's this weekend.
I'm saying the Super Bowl's on the 9th. If they had made it to the Super Bowl.
Damn, that would have been real tight.
Hey, she would understand.
I wonder if Jaden has been announced what he's going to do. You think if you're Jaden, would you go play in the Pro Bowl?
There is no Pro Bowl.
Would you go do the stuff?
I'll do a little. It's his first one.
He just might be kind of beat up. Like, he just played.
It's the first one. I'll go and go through the stuff.
There you go. All right, let's make some bets for tonight, boys.
Right. Give me Kentucky plus 10.5 against Tennessee.
Where Cats. It's got to be in Knoxville?
It's in Tennessee.
I'm taking the Caps.
C-A-P-S. I saw something. That's a good reminder. I think Caps announcer Wes Johnson.
Yeah.
Is having some
issues.
Medical issues. I want, seriously, from us to you, I hope get well soon, man. I know Wes. You know him, B.
Yep.
Great dude. Great voice. Iconic. We're thinking of you. So go Caps tonight. Who the Caps got tonight, B?
Calgary.
All right. Bleep Calgary. That's how I feel about them. Listen, Lanville, I can tell you this from sincerely. I don't know a single good thing that's ever come out of Calgary. I don't know a single thing about Calgary, but I don't know a single good thing about Calgary. To hell with them.
It's cold.
I bet it's cold.
That's not a good thing.
it's 48 degrees right now in D.C. That's tremendous. You want a quick feels like in Calgary?
Nope.
Not that cold.
What is it?
39?
What it feels like.
37? Although, if you're going to be in, this must be a warm spell, because by Sunday, the high is -4.
All right, we'll go there.
Nah, I'm good on that. What are you taking, Landini?
Lakers.
Who they got, the Wiz? Sixers.
Sixers.
White Brian, tell me why I wouldn't take the Hoyas tonight. They're getting 4.5 at home.
St. John's is really good.
They got Patino.
Yep.
Dialing everything in. That's a big number at home.
Yeah, they might win the conference.
Over UConn?
Yeah, UConn is. The only reason they're still ranked is because they've won 2 in a row.
Yo, I saw there's a kid at Bullis who's 7 feet tall and going to UConn. I got it. Anybody want a winner? I'm giving away for free. Seton Hall +3.5 tonight against Providence. The Fighting Charlie Mulays. That's what we like tonight.
All right. All on you.
All me, Seton Hall, Providence. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Barstool Nate. Thank you to David Aldridge. Thank you to Wendy and Stevie. Thank you to everybody that called in. Shout out to Poet. She had a birthday over the weekend, I believe. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to Poet. She had a birthday cake. I took a piece.
Yeah.
Just telling the truth. Grant and Danny coming your way next. All those boys are here and ready to rock. We'll be back tomorrow in studio. Haven't said that in a while on a Wednesday.
Really?
I
you assume, change up if you want.
Maybe we will.
Both have studios.
B. Mitch and Finley's over. If you made it this far, I owe you beer.